Good evening. This is Elaine Ireland. This is Going Global for Spirit with me, Elaine Ireland, on BBSRadio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Try saying that five times. While we're at it, take a few minutes and get a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, and I'm going to give you some phone numbers because I don't have a guest tonight. So you have me rambling for 55 minutes about Tarot and the number four and maybe some readings, and I have some sneaky questions for you to think about. Or you can call in and get Tarot readings or psychic readings. Actually, it's usually a combination of both. So now that you have that pen and paper, here are the direct number. For the USA, 1-877-270-8714. Should you be in Canada, 1-888-284-3264. Let's try that U.S. number one more time. 1-877-270-8714. Canadians, and I do have some Canadian buds up there. I would love to hear from you. Haven't heard from you in a while. 1-888-284-3264. Call anytime. You'll have me for 55 minutes. We don't have a guest tonight, so it's just me and my ramblings and my tarot deck and thoughts off the top of my head and eight questions that I'm going to throw out there, if I have time, for you guys to think about. And if you have time, call in and tell me what you think. And I also would like to know, if you're learning the tarot cards, what would you want from your teacher? Because I teach the tarot cards. And it's always good to have fresh eyes, so and attitudes and ideas. So tell me what you would want from a tarot teacher, what you would like to learn. I also teach a combination of tarot and psychic ability and psychic development. So what in those areas? I've been teaching for a long time, and maybe that's why I'm needing some new ideas from you. USA, 1-877-270-8714. Canada, 1-888-284-3264. You can go on my website, which is needing updating, so please bear with us. My webmaster's had a lot going on in her life lately and just hasn't gotten to changing everything. But you can find me at ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. And there's also a way of leaving me messages there, too, if you decide you would like to do that. My phone number for readings is also there, too. First question I'm going to ask you to give you some thought about. If you
Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
My name is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
I've got a really bad cold.
From?
Louisiana.
Hi, Louisiana. You have a cold? Is that what you said?
Yeah, a really bad one. That's okay.
Oh,
I'll
bless
survive
your heart.
It.
Bless your heart.
I was hoping I could get a. I was hoping to get a tarot reading.
You sure can. What's your question?
How's the next year going to be? I've been through a pretty rough year. I'm hoping for a better one.
Your heart feels real heavy, Kim. You're
yeah.
recovering from some emotional blasting, as well as everything else. Besides your, I'm not a doctor, but typically when we start having things like colds and that sort of thing. We may think it's seasonal, and it may be, but 9 times out of 10, we're really giving ourselves a reason to slow down so we can be reflective. The rattling that you're hearing is me shuffling my deck. I'm gonna toss 7 cards and see what we come up with. But I do know that by February of next year, a lot of what you've been going through is just going to be a memory. It'll be in a pink velvet box someplace. You won't have to worry about it anymore. The first card is your battle card, the 5 of Swords, and it does indeed say that you've won the battle, but you haven't won the war, so to speak, because those figures can come back and pick up those swords. The Knight of Swords, you're getting a very immature person out of your life, which is good, although they'll probably try to come back in periodically. Do you have a child?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a Page of Swords up here, and for me, pages are typically children in our life. You've got the victory card career-wise, so even though there's some sacrifices being made over the next 6 months, you're going to come out ahead as far as job and career is concerned. It's not really a job, it's a career. Chariot card's in reverse, that's a communication card, but right next to it is the World card, which between the victory card and the World card, got some good energy going on, Kim. The Chariot card in reverse is our communication. There's some stress in communication. It's underneath the child card, the page card. Got the Queen of Pentacles. Are you dark-haired or dark-skinned?
Yeah, dark-haired.
Okay. So you've got your child up here in reverse. How old is your child? Pages, to me, are usually preteens.
Yeah, 7 and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's in... He? Is it he?
Yes, he.
Yeah. In reverse and showing some confusion and over-communication, showing some confusion. But I'd rather concentrate on the
he, by the way, your card's right on about that. My son has a language delay, and he has a tracking disorder. So because he sees double about a third of the time, he has fine motor issues. So he really has a lot of challenges. But he's living through them. I mean, he's getting through them.
And what are they doing for him? Is this something that they can...
Yeah, he's been in speech since 18 months. He's still in speech therapy. And then he just got some new glasses, and he's trying to work with the glasses to learn how to read. And so eventually, when he gets to be 10 or 11, he'll do vision therapy so he can control that a little bit better. So
he should... What I'm feeling like is he's got one more challenge. Now, the challenge may be his learning stuff. He's certainly not a stupid child. He just needs to get the tools, and it sounds like he's got the tools.
Right.
So by the time he's 12 or 13, he's going to have a lot of this mastered, not cured, but mastered. So that will be fun. He'll enter his teenage years with a different level of confidence, than he has now, which is good.
Yeah.
You're in an upright position, and you're over the victory card. Are you changing careers? Are you changing levels of what you're doing?
People have said that to me, that I'm going to be doing that, but there hasn't been anything like that on the horizon yet.
Well, I'm thinking that you're probably going to have to get past the Five of Swords. The Five of Swords shows someone holding all of the swords. Got people walking away, but you still got stormy skies. And he's grinning, but it's more like a smirk. And there are swords laying around, and those people can come back and pick up their swords. So it's also a message to pick your battles wisely.
Okay.
And once you get past, I'd say, the next 2 to 3 months, by the way, not to be personal, but you need to be watching your kidneys. Do you already have weak kidneys?
I don't know for sure.
Watch it. Watch your eliminations. And I don't mean to be this personal on worldwide news, but that in mind. Because that's also very symbolic in terms of you trying to eliminate the crap out of your life. Pardon the pun.
Yep.
And get, if you need help with that, like going to a doctor for sulfa pills or something like that, whatever is prescribed to you, that's also symbolic of you needing help to get rid of things on a material level that are hindering you.
Okay.
So pick your battles carefully. Communication, Mercury's still in retrograde, and I apologize, I don't know when it goes out, but communication's going to be wonky for you for about 3 weeks after Mercury goes out of retro.
Okay.
So get that date and be aware of that, and just be very careful that you're taking good notes and all that sort of thing when you're communicating with people. Make sure you hear what they say and they hear what you say. No innuendos. No assuming.
Right.
Okay? And then the World card is here, Kim. You know, you can't get much better than that. But I think you probably need to figure out what you want in your world, who and what you want in your world, and then work towards that. Have you read the Attractor Factor by Joe Vitale?
No. How do you spell his last name?
V-A-T... I'm embarrassed. Vitale. You can go on to www.mrfire.com. Oh, Vitale, V-I-T-A-L-E. Joe Vitale, The Attractor Factor. Very good stuff. And since you're not feeling so good and you're staying home a little bit more these days, it's a good thing for you to read.
Great.
It's stuff that you've probably heard 100 times.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like being a teenager. Your mom tells you the same thing, but when your best friend's mother tells you the same thing, you hear it.
Right.
Yeah, so get the book, read it. It'll help you create some direction that I think you're lacking, Spirit says you're lacking in your life right now. Give you some things to think about, if nothing else.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
Where are you calling from, Kim? Tell me again.
Louisiana.
Louisiana. How are you doing with the rains over there?
Yeah, it was bad today, but it let up for the fireworks, I think.
Spirit's being good to us here in Austin, Texas, too. It stopped raining, I think, long enough for the city to get to enjoy the fireworks. You be safe. Get well. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, thank you. That was nice of her to call. I was about to ask a tricky question. If you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? Think about that. It's kind of tricky, huh? Think about that question. This is July the 4th. Wherever you are, I hope you're safe. If you listen to this broadcast at another time through our archives, I hope you had a great, great, great 4th. I'm going to talk about the number 4 for just a second to give us a thought. I know numerologically we should do J-U-L-Y 4, 1907. I don't think I'll go back that far. 2007. But we're just going to pick out 4. The synthesis of 3 becomes a reflection of number 1, but at a more in-depth state. This number sets protective energy around us. It also is called a foundation number, that which you can build something on. Number 4 allows us quiet time to plan for success in all areas of our life. July the 4th in here in America relates to freedom. And, of course, you hear the word foundation all the time about our country being built on the foundation of the ancestors and so forth and what they gave us. And the number 3, of course, comes from 2 and 1, obviously. But you stand alone, and then someone joins you, and that's the number 3. You create something. And out of those 3, you add another. Out of that pyramid of 3, you add another number, and you have the number 4, another energy. And that's the foundation which we were built on as a country. And all of us, as individuals, have our foundations. Sometimes they've got cracks in them. But the nice thing about where we are in the world, in the United States, we're given, without sounding politically weird here, we're given a lot of opportunities. And sometimes we don't look at them as opportunities. Sometimes we don't recognize opportunities. We think that we're constantly battling to stay alive and survive and get food in our mouths and on our tables for our families. But we do have opportunities, even if it's to help, to extend a handout, to ask for help. And we see those folks. We see them on the streets. We see them in asylums. We see people who need help. Sometimes we're able to offer it, even if it's a pat on the back. Sometimes all we can do is give them the name of a doctor or an agency. And then there are those of us that are somewhere in between, and we think we need and want more, so how do we get it? And that's where our foundations really come in, when we know we have access to the good things around us. Sometimes our down times are the best times ever. Sometimes our weakest moments give us our greatest strengths. So keep that in mind as you're going through your 4th of July stuff. And for those of you that are listening right now and maybe walking out the door to go have some fun tonight or stand in your front yard and watch fireworks, thank you for having been with me for just a few moments. But think about those words. So if you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? Oh, my gosh, what am I doing here? Or what did I get myself into? Or, yahoo, let's go see what happens next. That's kind of where I think I came in. The yahoo, let's go see what's happening next. I was a kid that had an insatiable appetite. I was nosy. But nosy not to be mean, because I wanted to know what everybody was thinking and feeling and how they got to that point. And I think my first conversations really were with adults. Until I was a teenager, I didn't have much use for younger kids than me. I always traveled with an older crowd and had what I thought was fun. I suppose they thought that I was just tagging along. But nonetheless, it was fun. So let's look at what's happening let's throw the cards just for grins, for the United States, for, say, the next 2 months, and see what the cards have to say about what's happening with us as a United Nation, and maybe because of us. I'm only going to throw 7 cards, so it won't be a long reading. But in the meantime, if you have a question and you would like to call in, by all means, I have a wonderful producer that's just sitting there waiting for you to call in, as though he has nothing else to do, right? Okay, we've got, for the next couple of months, we have the 5 of Wands, which shows a battle and a struggle. We have the Moon card in reverse, which shows a growth of spirituality, but again with some difficulty. We have the, I call it the Wanna Cookie Little Girl card. It's the 6 of Cups, which shows where someone is offering a cup of something to a little girl and she's looking suspicious. It's in reverse. The Ace of Wands, which is an offer of career opportunities. I wonder what the United States would do as a career besides political stuff. The 2 of Pentacles, the Juggler card, but in reverse, certainly not having to juggle money, although I suspect our country does juggle money. The 8 of Wands, which is things happening very fast, and the 5 of Pentacles, which is called the Despair card. But again, it's not a bad thing. So both of the money cards are in reverse, which means that we don't have to worry about money as a country, and we don't have to struggle with money, although I don't know that I agree with that. We do have some difficulties in a battle situation with the 5 of Wands, which says we've got some strife going on, but certainly, unless you've truly not been in the United States, or you've been in the jungle, or you've been someplace else and haven't seen a TV or read a newspaper or heard a radio, you know that we have strife around the world and that we're involved in of one kind or another. The Moon card has the Twin Towers of Wisdom on it, and of all the cards, this is the one that I wish had been in an upright position because it shows a lobster crabby looking fellow coming out of the water and walking a new path with the Hounds of Hell guarding it, Tower of Wisdom guarding the path. It shows looks like little yellow leaves on it, which is, they're called heodes, which is another word for God, and they're all over the tarot cards. Subconscious, super subconscious, subconscious. Subconscious has their eyes closed. Now, this card I would love to have seen come up in an upright position, saying that we're learning some new lessons. But it shows in reverse, which also suggests that we're not going to have a lot of protection for what we're, new things that we're getting into. And oftentimes when this card shows up, it says that we're walking on paths that we're not familiar with. We have the 8 of Wands, which things happening very quickly around us with surprise events. We've had a few of those in the last couple of days. And more to come, unfortunately. I don't think on American soil, but still more to come. And the Ace of Wands in reverse, it's an offer of new career things. Now, let's look at that for the nation. That could mean that we're getting involved in creating monies of a different kind in different parts of the world, building factories, that sort of thing. It is in reverse. It could mean that we're preventing that from being done, either here on our soil or we're discouraging it for our companies to do it elsewhere. And then we have the 6 of Cups, the sneaky little person. This one, I call this one the Wanna Cookie Little Girl card because it's nearly always something that's being offered, but there's a hidden agenda. In this case, it's not us doing the offering. It's someone else doing the offering to us. And we're going to have to be very careful because it is a cup, which is based emotionally stuff. So we have to be very careful about people we like as a nation, maybe other nations that we trust, making offers to us that we think are sincere when they really are not. So that's the United States for the next, say 4 to 5 months. It's probably not anything that you haven't already heard, but certainly something to give it some thought about. I have cats running in and out of my office right now. Okay, I need a phone call. I don't know what to ramble else about. Let me give you those numbers again. USA, 1-877-270-8714. Canada, 1-888-284-3264. Those are the United States. That's the first one. The 877 number, of course, is the U.S. And the Canadian one is the 888 number. What would you have... If you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? Here's another one. What book would you have written if you could be anyone in history? I had a hard time with that one, since I don't know every single book that was ever written. But we all have favorites, or maybe we've read a book that we wish we thought the way that person expresses themselves. I know I have, goodness, over the years. What book would you have written if you could be anyone in history? What would you have if you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? I had a hard time with that one, too. I believe in reincarnation, and not everyone does out there, and I understand that, and that's okay. I believe have a nice taste for the word karma, although that changes periodically. But I do believe in reincarnation, and I think we come back with lessons to be completed and to be learned. I think we come back to be teachers, and we can do that in many ways. We can be partners in business, partners in love life. We can be parents. We can own animals. I know I have clients that do not do well with humans, but they're great with animals. Someone has to take care of the little critters, so that's okay. So it's important to give thought to who you would be if you could be anyone, or on what level. Where would you want your life to be right now if you had a choice? I've asked that of clients before, and sometimes they say, I'm happy right where I am. I can't imagine being any fancier, any more simple, any more intelligent. I just can't imagine. And I really appreciate that kind of answer. But at the same time, I have people that will say, oh, gosh, I would live in Italy. I would live on the Riviera. I would have a genius IQ. I would have 10 degrees behind my name. Some people have things about them that they would like to change. Our choices got us where we are today. Some of them I believe to be karmic. Some I think we used a free will choice, a get-out-of-prison kind of card in terms of choice, and it directed us to this direction. I do believe that sometimes our illnesses are a part of our development, even if they're just something as simple as Kim has, a nasty little cold that's keeping her down. But while she's down, she's going to maybe get to spend some time with her son and do some reflecting and get some rest that she needs. So I think sometimes we do those things to ourselves. If you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? What book would you have written if you could be anyone in history? I wish I had read all the books. My goodness, I think if we started reading from the moment we were born and didn't stop until we passed, I don't know that we could all finish all the books. However, we can learn a little bit about the philosophy of the writers. And sometimes that tells us a lot. So that's something to look at, too. Okay, I need somebody to call in and do a reading. I'm lonesome. Call in, 1-877-270-8714. In Canada, 1-888-284-3264. Goodness, I didn't realize there were so many fours in the Canadian number. Since we're on the number 4 tonight, July the 4th. Someone out there, call in and tell me about their fondest July the 4th memory.
We have a caller too.
Thank you. Hi, caller. Who is this?
This is Terry.
And Lisa.
Hi. Terry and Lisa. How are you?
Well, we just tuned in.
What question do you have? Do you have a question?
Heard you talk about reincarnation.
Uh-huh.
And I believe in reincarnation, too, but how would you figure out what you were in a previous life?
Gosh, there's several ways you can do that. You can do you can do meditations, of course, just by yourself. Just do some really good in-depth meditation with the intent, before you go under, of asking your guides to either give you an image or give you some hint and send you on a direction of research. Another way to do it is to get excuse me, is to actually do some trance work, guided trance work, with somebody that can talk you down into a deeper state than meditation. Again, with the full intent of directing you to... Usually when I did trance work with folks before, I would direct them to the last life that was the most important and had the biggest effect on this one. Now, sometimes that wasn't just the last lifetime they lived. Sometimes it could have been 100 lifetimes ago. But they're back with the clan this lifetime. They're back with some of the same lessons. They're back with conquering fears, like they drowned in that lifetime. This lifetime they're going to be an Olympic swimmer. You know, so you can ask in a dream state before you go to bed at night. It usually takes, for most dreamers that remember their dreams easily, it takes about a week. And try to have that on your mind just as you drift off to sleep, that you want to see a lifetime, a past life. You can also sit in front of a mirror with a candle in a dark room, like a bathroom, bedroom, someplace where you're comfortable and safe, where animals are not going to mess with your candle, a candle where you can see the wick flickering. And look straight into the mirror, close your eyes, ask for the images of past lives. Count to 10, open your eyes slowly so that you won't be startled, and you may see your faces from past lives. Now, what happens a lot of times with that particular exercise is people get startled and they break their concentration. But I've done that a couple of times, and I usually get two or three faces. So
for yourself?
For any of those.
That's interesting.
They're all fun to do. They are. They're all fun to do. The meditation and the dream one is, I think, probably the least invasive and the least scary for most people. And especially if you're familiar and you're comfortable with your meditations.
Yeah.
Trance work, find a good facilitator and have them talk you down. Candle, try the candle. The candle exercise is great for all kinds of questions. And you'll get the reflection in the mirror. And they will be very real. They will be, as I say, in Technicolor, they will be very real. And sometimes that can be very scary.
Yeah.
But it's still fun because it's right there.
Well, great. Well,
any other questions?
Pardon?
Any other questions?
Do you have any idea what you were in a past life?
What I was?
You were.
Who I was? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've been working with that sort of thing since I was probably about 12. Yeah, right at 12. So every now and then, when I used to do trance work for families and police departments, so many years ago with Thomas and with Tommy and Lewis, one of the last questions when the family left and they were getting ready to bring me back up, we would always ask if Spirit had any questions or any answers for me or someone else in the circle. And Tommy always would ask for an expression of past life for him and for me. So there for about 4 or 5 years, I got a lot of information about past lives. And sometimes we'd start with one, and then a couple of months later, we'd get a little bit more information about that particular life. And, you know, you hear the old joke about being burned at the stake and drowned and all that stuff. Yeah, most psychics today have done all that. We've been there. We lived in Salem or something like it. And a lot of us have drowned. I've had several drowning deaths. I've done the wearing the cloth. Died as a single farming woman and with no children, no husband, just barely survived and died at 32. And you know,
I suppose that could help you figure out what's going on in your life today.
It does. That's what's so nice about it, because that's why I would always ask, what is the most important lifetime that reflects or influences this lifetime? I think that's the main reason you need to know about past lives, is how it affects you, what you can do to improve your spiritual growth, and how you can help others on the path. And because I do believe in karma, how you can help that situation, either help someone else. Sometimes we need to forgive. Sometimes we need to allow others to forgive us. And sometimes just a smile, an exchange of the time of day, takes care of some little something from someone.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be real complicated, like marriage and kids and business. It can be something so simple and so kind that that's all it takes to clear it up. Did that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. We'll
You're
be listening.
Welcome. Huh?
I said we'll be listening.
You'll be listening? Okay. Thanks for calling in. Anything else?
Not,
I heard Lisa
right
say
What's that? Anybody else have a question?
No.
Nope, no more questions at the moment.
Okay, hugs to everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes, ma'am.
Good night. I'm so glad she called in. I was going to say something later in the show because I've had a wonderful afternoon. And July the 4th has always been a time for family and friends. And when you don't have blood family around, you create your own family. And that's what I've been fortunate enough to do here in Austin in the last 7 years. And this group of ladies that I spent the afternoon with, one of them is new to our circle. I don't know how long she's been in Austin, but she joined us later in the day. But my two friends that I spent the afternoon with, it was a creative day. We sat around the dining room table and created beads. She shared her stash. I tried to share mine, but I don't think she used any of my stuff. We had good food, good conversation, a couple of glasses of wine, most of all, peace and quiet. And just such a loving, safe group to be in. I can't ask for anything more. My partner was with us. It was safe is the best word I can think of. Safe and happy, and of course you walk away with a full tummy and a full heart. It's really a blessing to do that. And then I had a phone call somewhere in the early part of the day from someone who basically has been stalking and harassing off and on for the last 7 years. And I'm thinking on the way home how sad this person must be that they don't have that, what I was fortunate enough to share today. And I know who the person is, and I know their history. It was just such an opposite of what I was able to enjoy, because I know this person is not well emotionally and mentally, has a hard time controlling themselves. It's a little scary, but nonetheless, such the opposite of what I was so blessed with. And that, to me, is a big part of what holidays like July the 4th is all about. It's about being with those you love and care about and who love you and allow you to be you in any circumstances. So on this holiday, I hope that all of you out there had even a tenth of that today. And, of course, the day's not over. You have lots of pretty fireworks to go stand on your front porch or drive to the lake or wherever you do those sorts of things. I hope you have a nice, dry area because some parts of the world right now, especially places like Austin, Texas, we're having our problems these days in staying dry. I think they've declared us a new monsoon area. I'm not sure about that, but nonetheless. And, of course, my little friend from Louisiana that called a while ago, she's having some of the same issues in her part of the world. So wherever you are, I hope you're having a great day and you've just bopped in to say hello and then be on your way to have some more fun and see pretty sparkles and be safe. Above all, if you're handling fireworks, by all means, stay safe. Do them correctly. I don't handle fireworks, so I have no hints for you whatsoever. I like to enjoy the big, loud, bright, poppy ones with music. I'm spoiled. But hand sparklers and things like that, not my thing. If they're yours, good for you. And you still have all hands and toes and eyebrows, that's even better. So those two questions again to give you food for thought. If you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? And what book would you have written if you could be anyone in history? Loaded questions, huh? And if you have answers to those, give me a call. I'd love to hear your answer, your opinion, because they really are kind of opinions. What book would you have written if you could be anyone in history? And if you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? You know, I said a while ago, that was a hard one for me, the one about the book, because I haven't read everything in the world. I had one guy tell me that he wished he would have written all of the Bible. Wow, what a load that would have been. Any Bible, of any religion, what a load that would have been. I had one lady say that she would have written everything that had the word, all poems that had the words, I love you, in them. That's a sweet thought. And she had lots of opinions about the word love, which was kind of fun to talk to her about. And the same lady told me that, of course, she would have said, I love you, the moment she could have talked. Wouldn't that be cool if we could indeed come out talking? We already sort of do, in that somebody pops us and we either scream or we start crying, which is a form of expression. It's not exactly, doctor, don't do that, but it's an expression. I don't know what I would have said. Since I believe I agreed to come back here, I think I probably would have said, okay, let's go. Let's get this done, which has kind of been my attitude most of my life, regardless of what's been happening around me or to me or because of me. It's thank goodness I was raised the way I was raised. I, at an early age, my grandmother made me very responsible for my actions, so I couldn't blame anybody else. Tried a couple of times, but it doesn't work. Always comes back to the decisions that I made. So now that may not be true of you, listeners out there. And if it isn't, well then, and I know, truthfully, I know that sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we truly don't have any control and we feel like things are being done to us and we're not quite sure how to handle it. So I understand that, and it's okay. I'm going to pull three more cards just for grins, and we'll have a tarot lesson, since this is all about tarot tonight, which reminds me, all of August is going to be tarot. I'll have, trying to get William Lamy to come on. He is a wonderful writer. He actually was an architect, engineer. So he approaches the tarot from a very mathematical point of view. He's written a couple of books. William Lamy. It's been about 15 years, I guess, since his last book. He happens to be or was teaching here in Austin, Texas. And has a great sense of humor. You would love him. Hopefully I can have him on in August. But the entire month of August is going to be all about tarot and learning about tarot and how tarot opens up, how the cards can open up your psychic abilities. Because I, for one, have learned over the years that I hate to call them students, because I found so often that the people that come to take classes already know the tarot. They've just kind of forgotten it, and they're just there to be reminded of how they can use it. Sometimes they'll take the class, never do a reading for a quarant, never do a reading for family or friends, but they relate to the tarot in the history of their life, and they'll use it to open their psychic paths, which is wonderful. I'm finding that to be really true in the last three classes that I've had. Almost every one of those wonderful people, there's only maybe two that will end up really using the cards for the rest of their lives. The others are going to use them as a focus point to answer questions or to study, because you know you can take each one of the suits of the cards, the major arcana and the four suits in the minor, and you can study one single suit for years and learn from it just from a historical point of view. So that can be confusing to a lot of people. The cards are beautiful. The symbols are beautiful. The colors are beautiful. Even laying them out can be confusing for people. You get 13 cards or 7th card reading or the 3rd 13-card reading. And even the Celtic, which one, two, three. I don't even remember how many it has, and it's 13 maybe. That could be a lot of cards to look at all at one time. So you have to concentrate on the face value and then listen to what Spirit tells you about that card and then use that information in a positive way. The U.S. phone number is 1-877-270-3714. The Canadian number, 1-888-284-3264. Call in. I would love to hear from you, or you're going to hear me continue to babble on for the next 15 or 20 minutes. I've lost track of time. I'm going to pull three cards just for grins and see what comes up. Yes, I do have a question in mind, but I'm not going to share it. The cards will probably, as I describe them, you will probably get a pretty good idea since I'll tell you later what the question is. Okay. Okay, it's kind of hard to shuffle with one hand. Ah, career victory. Okay, three cards. Career victory, Queen of Wands. We've got the Queen of Wands in reverse, the Six of Wands. I mean, yeah, the Six of Wands, which is the victory card, the Queen of Wands. And then the Four of Cups. The Four of Cups is this gentleman that's sitting under a tree. Looks like he's meditating or taking a nap. And there is a cup being handed to him from the clouds. I ask about my son's career changes, and he's going to be making some. So, career victory. His wife is the Queen of Wands. She's in reverse because, of course, she's a little concerned, but she's supportive. And he just needs to pay attention to his dreams and his creative energies, and he will be fine, which is true. I talked to him last night, I think, and he was telling me that all of this stuff is going around, and he was a little bit around him, and he was a little bit concerned. But he's going to be fine. The tarot cards will never lie to you. They can be misinterpreted, but they will never lie to you. Even if you don't understand, as a reader, what the face value of those cards are, if you will listen to what Spirit tells you, those cards will direct you and help focus you on the answers and the information that you need for yourself, which is hard to do, or you need to share with someone else. It's very hard to read for yourself because it's hard to not interpret the way you want an answer to lean. So be careful when you do that. Sometimes it's better to get a friend to read for you, even if they're close to you, because of course they want the best for you too. Sometimes it's better to ask the question, let them shuffle, you pick the cards, a small group of cards if you're trying to read for yourself, 5 to 7 maybe, and then look at the face value. And if you're not real familiar with the cards, look in a book. It's okay. If you're just learning, I would encourage you to do that. And then listen to what Spirit has to say too. And if you totally agree with the face value of the cards, that's okay. They've done exactly what they were supposed to do. They've helped you focus and listen to Spirit, and you'll get your answer. I suggest to people when they're just learning or just reacquainting themselves with the cards, because every now and then I'll have people come for classes that have had the same deck of cards for 20 years, and they put them in a drawer and never did anything with them. And now all of a sudden they're curious. So what's fun is to open the deck. Of course, you always make sure they're all there. If you're using something like the Rider-Waite deck, there should be 78, and that they're all numerically correct. They're all there. And then just look at the cards and see what they tell you. And then look at the meanings. It's amazing how accurate people will be when they just simply look at the cards and not try to put any confusion or think they have to memorize everything, because the meanings will change with you as you grow psychically, as you grow spiritually. Yes, you're going to have the face value. There's no doubt about that. But the meanings for you, you can put 5 readers out there, really good readers, and you can have the same cards, which is amazing. I've had this happen. The same cards, almost all of them, like 5 to 7 to 9 cards, come up. You might not get every card, but you ask the same question, everybody lays a deck, a run, and you'll get a lot of the same cards. And yet the readers will come up with very different, but yet a thread of the same information. It's amazing. The cards will never lie to you. They can be misinterpreted, but they will never play games with you, and they will never lie to you. I found that readers tend to play games with the cards occasionally if they're unsure of themselves and if they don't trust their own spiritual messages. So enjoy the cards. They're meant to be fun. They're meant to be a focus. They're meant to open you up psychically and help you support yourself and help you to gain confidence in the voices in your head, so to speak. Speaking of that, I asked a therapist buddy of mine if here in the state of Texas, psychics could still be committed as insane, because on the legal books, and it's the same way in a lot of states, on the legal books, if you see something, smell something, hear something that no one else in the room can hear, and you declare it to be absolutely true, you are insane. And she said it wasn't that way so much anymore because of the lessons that the general public is learning about psychic ability. So we don't have to be quite so afraid anymore. Well, I wouldn't totally trust it if your family members or even some of your friends decided that you were going to be insane. I'm halfway joking. Only because there are people who are afraid to declare and openly, publicly state that they are a practicing psychic. They read the cards. They do astrology. They do numerology. Any of the subjects. They're afraid to be known. Perhaps that's why. And I find that sad. And I'm not going to encourage you if that's where you are in your state right now. But I am going to encourage you to, even in the privacy of your own home, continue to learn. And then with confidence, and perhaps as you get older, perhaps when your situations change, sometimes those kind of people just kind of fade away. You get divorces, that particular group of people you don't associate with anymore, you move. Sometimes moving from one neighborhood to the next or one town to the next can give you some more freedom to do and to be who you really are. So don't be so afraid of being declared insane. You're not. It's okay to hear little voices in your head. Now, there are those out there that, yes, they do need emotional and psychological help. But simply learning something like the Tarot cards, I doubt seriously that that's going to be something that's going to get you in that much trouble. Opinions do matter. Opinions of your loved ones, of course, do matter. People you respect does matter. Sometimes it's a religious thing. I understand that, and it's okay. You have to do what you have to do. You will grow spiritually with or without tools. It's just sometimes more fun with a tool. And tarot's pretty. But if you're a numbers person, if you love the stars, and believe me, astrology is very much a number thing. I am not a number person, therefore I do neither one of them. I could not do a chart for anyone. I know just enough about the two to help me work with my tarot, because the tarot cards include astrology and numerology, the study of color, the study of symbols. Within the tarot deck, you have the pentacles, which is very, very much the Kabbalah card. The study of the tree of life is represented in the ten of pentacles. So you have a lot of the Jewish history wrapped around the pentacles, which is great. The cards are very much a study thing. There are people that just study the cards. They read about them. They read about the history of them. Do not use them as what some people call a divination tool at all. They take them very seriously. Yes, I'm one of those people, but I have fun using them. I hope I found a nice balance. Okay, folks, I'm rambling. It's 1-877-270-8714. In Canada, it's 1-888-284-3264. If you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? What book would you have written if you could be anyone in history? I love those two questions. I have eight of them. Are you tired of that one? Okay, let's throw in another one. If you could share a hug with anyone in the world, who would it be? Maybe why? Why that person? If you could share a hug with anyone in the world, who would it be? Okay, USA, 1-877-270-8714. Canada, 1-888-284-3264. Come on, Canadian buds. I know you're out there. I can feel you. Give me a call. I'm going to start calling your names out if you don't, because I know you're out there. Okay. We have about 15 more minutes, guys. Come on. I want to do some readings. I'm awesome. We've read for the United States.
The Canadian number isn't working. We found that for some reason it's not working. We have to get a... We've used two different companies, and neither of them can get the 800 numbers to us working from Canada, so we're going to try another service. We've used KALL8, and we've used CALLTURE, Culture. Both companies have not responded. We've written email after email. We're paying for the service, and yet, for some reason, they can't get the 800 numbers from Canada to work. It's confusing. Now, also, I don't think your audience is hearing me right now. They may be hearing me a little bit, but anyways,
I'll relay that. Thank you for letting us know. My wonderful producer just told me that the Canadian number isn't working. They've tried two different companies to help, and for some reason, the Canadian number is not working, and I apologize, and I won't squeal your names tonight, Canadian buds, since the phone numbers are not working from Canada. However, I'm sure they'll work on it hard to get us either a new number or a new company to service that number for us. So just stick with us, please. Don't go away. They'll fix it, I'm sure, as quickly as they can. However, the USA number works. 1-877-270-8714. So come on. We've got a few more moments. Don't be afraid. Call in.
The direct lines are working as well.
The direct lines are working as well, he says. So, and you can always find the direct lines, of course you know that, on bbsradio.com. When you pull up the screen, all the numbers will be right there for you to use. There is a variety of numbers. So please, call in. We'd love to hear from you. 1-877-270-8714. And if you just tuned in, Canada, the numbers for Canada are not working. They are working on it, on getting it, getting us back and connected. So our apologies for that. Like I said, I won't squeal names tonight. So join us next week with me anyway, and hopefully by then we will have the Canadian numbers. He says they've been out for a while, so I apologize for that. They'll get it fixed as soon as they can. If you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? What book would you have written if you could be anyone in history? If you could share a hug with anyone in the world, who would it be? Think about those questions. Give me a call. I'm begging for company tonight. Come on, guys. I've had two calls, a sweet lady from Louisiana who's having a bad cold and nasty weather, and I'm in Austin, Texas. Our weather has cleared up long enough for the city to do their pretty sparkles, so I'm thankful for that. It's been a beautiful day here. We've had a lot of rain, but as we were driving home this afternoon, the sun was out, and the yards are beginning to look like tropical forest because it's been too wet to mow anybody, anywhere in Austin, but it's pretty. I hope wherever you are in the world right now, your life is nice and fun and smooth and pretty. I had to open the door for my cat, Trinity. She has to come in. She likes to lay on the cards and keep me company in my office while we do the show. Okay, direct number 1-877-270-8714. Give me a call. I have something I want to read to you. See, this is what happens when you don't call in. I just keep finding things to do and things to ramble about. I had this gentleman on my show about a month ago, I guess. His name is Manny Pureheart. M-A-N-I, Pure Heart. Just like it sounds. A Book of Answers. The Ultimate Oracle is You. Volume 1. He's about to publish Volume 2, if I'm not mistaken. And I looked up his essay on freedom. And what he has done is taken words, and these are, I hate to call them channeled, because there are a lot of, I think he calls them meditations, but they're wonderful, I'll call them essays, on certain words like vitality and abandon and restitution and readiness and love and sexuality and forgiveness, all those trigger words, contribution, all those trigger words, triumph. The book is quite thick. Since this is a freedom day, and supposed to be concentrating on all forms of freedom, not just our military freedom, or the freedom we have because of our military folks, but freedom of all kinds. I'd like to read the last paragraph of the essay part. And then he always includes comments from Spirit, which I think are, which is really what I wanted to read for you, but I like this last paragraph. Freedom, as with any aspect of free will, can be and often is abused as a result of ego stepping into the picture. In the lexicon of American prejudice, your freedom to swing your fist ends at the point of my nose. Be certain that in your exercise of freedom, you do not create a disharmony for yourself and others around you. The karma cops will be glad to remind you if you have trouble remembering this. And if you were with us earlier in the show, we talked a little bit about karma. Comments from Spirit. It's not long. I won't bore you, I promise. The essence of freedom is divine love. That freedom with which, that love with which the Creator has created you. That energy with which you are surrounded daily. Freedom is found within. It is yours whether or not you are aware of it or choose to claim it as your birthright. It is the source and the result of complete balance regarding a particular facet of self. Try to achieve freedom in as many areas as possible. The more you gain, the easier each new conquest becomes. Conquer yourself and the universe is yourself, is yours. The only times that you experience less than total freedom is when you choose to limit yourself in that form known as fear. Love yourself and realize that all of you are one, and you shall experience the total freedom of total love. Blessings from Spirit. We've talked a little bit about all of this tonight, whether you realize that we have or not, and I don't mean to be preachy, but freedom to me, let me go back. Years ago, I had the privilege of reading for World War II Jewish camp survivor, numbers on her arm and everything. She'd been a nurse before she was thrown in prison. And her view on freedom and how she survived the camp through all of that was knowing that no one could take her heart, that they could do anything they wanted to her body. They could kill her, but they couldn't take her spirit, and they couldn't take her heart. And to her, that was the ultimate expression of freedom. Further responsibility of freedom was what she did with her spirit and how she used her love. I know that lady has passed, but I so wished she would have written a book, and she may have before she passed. I don't know about it if she did. I know that she kept some journals over the years as she found time and courage to write. It was very hard for her to write about those times. And frankly, she said she blocked out a lot of those memories. And as she would write, they would come back and she would become more and more frightened and she would shut down. But what a wonderful expression of truly the word freedom. was knowing that no one can take your spirit and no one can take your heart. And then further moving forward in the responsibility of what to do with those two things, the emotions you hold in your heart and your spirit, because they truly do not belong to anyone but you. It's kind of scary, but at the same time, what a joy and what a privilege that Spirit has given us to use those two very powerful energies in whatever way we have agreed to when we came back here and yet stepped up with free will and added to that. Give me your thoughts on those things. See, I keep trying to get you guys to call in. I know you're out there. Again, for our Canadian buddies, if you weren't here a moment ago, my producer tells me that the Canadian line is, for some reason, not working. They are working on getting it functioning again, and hopefully that won't be too long. But USA, there's no excuse for you not to call in. 1-877-270-8714. Looking forward to hearing your voices, or you'll just keep hearing mine. We have a few more minutes before we have to sign off. There is a show behind me. You know, and I apologize. I would tell you what it is, but I don't know. I don't know what's behind me. I believe, I know I was told that it's a rerun, but I apologize. I should have asked what it was going to be. You are listening to Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, on bbsradio.com. But you, if you're plugged in, you already know about the bbs.com. If someone else in the world has picked us up, we appreciate you. Thank you for joining us. Hopefully next week, hopefully by tomorrow, Canada phone number will be fixed. There was no guest tonight. It was just me, Elaine Ireland. You can find out more about me and how to reach me on ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. That's my website. And I apologize for the website. It's a little outdated at this point, but my webmaster's working on it, including the schedule. If you're anywhere near Austin, Texas, we're having a psychic fair in the first week in August, I think. First weekend, let me check. 4th and 5th at the Radisson Hotel on Middle Fiskville Road. Lots of good psychics. You know what? If you're here in this area on the 28th of July, I'm creating a new psychic fair. I'm calling it the Next Generation. It's psychics that have never done a professional fair. Part of the criteria is that they've never taken money for a reading. They're new at it, or maybe they're new in town, but they've not done a fair. And they want to learn how to read for strangers. It's a small fair, 10, 12 readers, and about 4 vendors just to keep you entertained while you're waiting. It's a whopping $1 to get in the door at the Embassy Suites North, and they can't charge you for readings. It's got to be done for free. You can leave them a tip, but they can't charge you. Some will record, some will not. So come join us and meet the new generation, the next generation of good psychics. Got some healers in there. Going to be doing some Reiki work, some energy work. So come join us. Embassy Suites North, July the 28th. It's on a Saturday. It's one day only from about, 9:30, 10 o'clock, till about 6:30 or 7. And then it's over with until the next weekend for the next big fair, where you'll find 20-plus really good psychics, lots of experience, good vendors, good fun. We'll tell you more about that again later. I'm not sure where my time is right now. I think I probably need to sign off pretty soon. But let's say for the next 5 or 6 minutes, one last opportunity for you guys to call in and get that last reading of the evening. I've enjoyed being able to ramble and share some things with you. It's been fun. The book that I read from again is The Book of Answers by Manny, M-A-N-I, Pure Heart. You know, I'm thinking you can find him at, let me look in here. He's got his own website, of course. I don't know that it's in here. I think it's I4C4U.com. It's I, for the number, ac4u.com. I think that's what his website is. I'm almost sure. Because I'm not finding it in here. And you can get the book off that. He also has a deck of cards that he created to go along with the book, which are a lot of fun. But I pull from his book every now and then just because I like the way he thinks and I like the way he writes. So, and I've had him on the show. He's promised to come back when Volume 2 is published, if not before. So that should be fun. Okay, folks, if I'm not going to get anybody else to call in and I have nothing else to ramble about, then I'm going to say goodnight until next week. And next week, I think, is Elka. Have to check my schedule. No, she's coming on the 11th. She's my rune master. She's wonderful. July the 25th, Kathleen Avino. She's a wonderful psychic from New York. You'll enjoy her. She has a great sense of humor. All of August is Tarot Month. We're going to learn a lot about the Tarot. And tell your buds to call in for Tarot readings, psychic readings, and authors about the Tarot. It's been fun visiting with you on July the 4th. I hope you will continue to be safe and happy and call in next week. Share some time with us, with me, with our people, and I look forward to talking with you then. Meanwhile, be safe, be happy. Bye-bye. Good night.